My first memory is of the brightness of light, light all around. The memory of that light haunted Georgia O'Keeffe all her life, sending her in search of a land she called the Far Away. In 1929, she found its earthly equivalent at last in the wide skies and vast landscapes of New Mexico. By the time she began painting the stones, bones, crosses, clouds, and arroyos of the Southwest, Georgia was already an accomplished artist. Having declared her profession at age 13, the determined young woman defied convention and, with the help of her mother and sisters, attended art schools in Chicago and New York. Encouraged to imitate the styles of her teachers, O'Keeffe almost lost faith in herself until, in 1915, she decided to start anew, to strip away what she had been taught, to accept her own true thinking. This was one of the best times of my life. I was alone, no one to satisfy but myself. I began with charcoal and paper. I believe it was June before I needed blue. The charcoal she produced that year led to her first exhibition in Alfred Steglitz's 291 Gallery in New York City. She moved into the Shelton Building and began painting skyscrapers. Of course, I was told it was an impossible idea to paint New York. Even the men hadn't done too well with it. From my teens on, I had been told that I had crazy notions, so I was accustomed to disagreement and went on with my ideas. Soon she began to translate Stiglitz's photographic techniques into her own painting, zooming in on the intimate details of plants and flowers and revealing their secrets in ways no painter had done before. To achieve the red vibrancy of the poppy or the velvety depths of black iris, she learned to build her colors in layers of thin glaze. But it was as a landscape painter that Georgia O'Keeffe came into her own. I had a Model A Ford. The windows were high, so there was plenty of light. I could take out the right-hand front seat, unbolt the driver's seat, turn it around, and sit there to paint with a canvas on the back seats. I was up before the sun and out early to work. Georgia O'Keeffe perceived both lush sensuality and a mystic connection to the infinite in the bare landscape of the Southwest. Her paintings express the underlying connection between the physical and spiritual forms of object and landscape. It is surprising to me how many people separate the objective from the abstract. The abstraction is often the most definite form for the intangible thing in myself I can only clarify in paint.
Georgia O'Keeffe, presented by Chris Irving. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.